From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Twin car bombs killed at least 9 people and wounded more than 30 in Benghazi, Libya, Tuesday. One car blew up outside a mosque in the Al-Salmani neighborhood. A second bomb went off at the same spot about 30 minutes later, while police and rescue workers were helping the injured. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack so far. The U.S. State Department is confirming that Americans were killed and injured in a Taliban attack on a luxury hotel in the Afghan capital, Kabul, over the weekend. Afghan government forces ended an overnight attack on the hotel, the Intercontinental Hotel, Sunday, that resulted in at least 22 deaths, including 14 foreign nationals. The siege lasted nearly 14 hours, during which 6 assailants either blew themselves up or were gunned down by Afghan forces. An Afghan Interior Ministry statement claimed the Taliban-allied Haqqani network plotted the violence. CIA Director Mike Pompeo says North Korea's nuclear missile program is designed not only for self-defense, but for intimidation as well. He spoke in Washington at an event hosted by the conservative research group, the American Enterprise Institute. He said the CIA believes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would not only deploy nuclear weapons to remain in power, but to threaten to reunify the divided Korean peninsula under his autocratic regime. He said North Korea is less than a year away from putting Americans at risk, and said the country's next obvious move would be to develop the capability to launch multiple missiles at the same time. This is VOA News. 2 people were killed and 12 others wounded in a shooting Tuesday at a high school in the southeastern U.S. state of Kentucky. The suspected shooter, according to the governor, was a 15-year-old boy. He was apprehended at the school. Killed were a 15-year-old girl who died at the scene and a 15-year-old boy who died at a hospital. The UN Refugee Agency warns it's premature for hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, to return to Myanmar because their safety cannot be guaranteed. VOA correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
More than 650,000 Rohingya refugees have fled to Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, since the end of August to escape violence and persecution in Myanmar. The UN Refugee Agency reports refugees from northern Rakhine State continue to arrive in Bangladesh, though at a slower rate. 2 months ago, the governments of Myanmar and Bangladesh agreed on the voluntary return of the refugees to Myanmar. The operation was supposed to have begun Tuesday, but the Bangladeshi authorities reportedly have postponed the repatriation process. As of now, the UNHCR says necessary safeguards for people to return to the homes they fled so recently are absent.
Correspondent Lisa Schlein. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and former FBI Director James Comey have both been interviewed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team as part of its ongoing investigation into the Russian interference in the 2016 election. The New York Times reported Tuesday that Sessions was questioned for several hours last week as part of Mueller's probe, while Comey was interviewed last year in connection with a series of memos he wrote about his interactions with President Trump. China and South Korea are protesting President Trump's decision to impose steep tariffs on solar panels and washing machines, a decision that is fueling concerns in Asia that more U.S. protectionist measures are forthcoming. Trump said on Tuesday the U.S. was also considering raising tariffs on steel and aluminum. South Korean Trade Minister Kim Yong-chun called the tariffs excessive and said they violate World Trade Organization rules. Kim said South Korea planned to file a petition against the U.S. at the WTO. The tariffs significantly affect South Korea's Samsung and LG Electronics. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.